This week, the MSU Opera Theater brings another production to the Fairchild Theater. Current State's Jamie Paisley joins me now after attending one of the final. You get to attend so many rehearsals. That sounds like so much fun.
It can be, but I mean, it's at the end of a workday, so yeah. There's always that element to
That's
it.
That's right.
And this opera, it's called L'Elixir d'Amore, or The Elixir of Love. It's a bel canto comedy opera by the Italian composer Gaetano Donizetti. So what is that term? I just kind of threw that out there, bel canto. For that, I spoke with the director of The Elixir, the MSU College of Music voice faculty member, Melanie Helton, who gives her definition of bel canto.
Well, it means beautiful singing, and it really is a singer-driven art form, a period of time. It's long lines, long melodies, beautiful accompaniments, but not a lot of like fancy orchestra stuff. Much more accompanimental and just a melody.
Now, you and I spoke before your recital that you had earlier this year, and you talked about the cast of Elixir of Love. They were already assembled. How does that process work? When do you cast the fall, winter opera?
Well, what happens is in the spring, we have juries, which are like the final exams for our voice students, and then a day later, we'll do opera auditions for the fall. So they have the summer to learn their music, and then they come back in the fall, hopefully ready to go and pretty much memorized.
This is a show, Elixir of Love, similar to Cats, in which you got memory as the number. What is the famous bit of music that's in Elixir of Love?
Una furtiva lagrima, which has been made famous by every tenor since Caruso to Pavarotti.
Was that kind of the focus point of how you cast this opera?
Well, that was the audition piece for them. They had to sing that for the audition, but it really isn't. It's just a lovely little moment amongst many lovely moments. It just happens to have been the piece that everybody latches onto. It's at the very end of the opera. Poor Nemorino, who's been kind of a nerd the whole time, has finally figured out that Adina loves him, and he is just thrilled about it.
My name is Isaac Frischman. I am in my last year of my doctoral program here at Michigan State. I have luckily been able to participate in L'Elisir d'Amore this semester. My character in the show is Nemorino, the main character of the opera, the, as I quote, sad sack of the opera. Everyone pities him because he's just the Eeyore of the bunch, if you will. So that's my character, yeah. Usually what happens is then you have the whole summer, if you're cast in the spring for the fall show, you have the whole summer to prepare the role, and then rehearsals start basically the week before classes begin. Actually, surprisingly enough, this show was actually, you had to present Una Furtiva Lagrima no matter what. All the tenors had to sing it no matter what because they wanted to see it. It's a very difficult aria to sing, and because of that, they want you to prepare it and present yourself as best as you humanly can. So, yeah, it was, for me, they had asked me to prepare the aria, and they asked me to do the role, and I'm very blessed to do so.
Have you done it before?
No, this is my actual first time doing this role in particular. I've done a few other roles multiple times, but this is the first time I've done Elixir of Love.
Also bel canto, I assume?
Yes. Yeah, I did Mozart's Così Van Tutte, would have been my fifth and sixth time, and then I'm actually doing La Cenerentola, or Cinderella, by Rossini in the spring, in January actually. I wouldn't really consider it spring, in St. Louis.
Did you actually do your undergraduate as well? Or?
Yeah, I did my undergraduate. My undergraduate was actually in University of Nebraska at Omaha, and then I started my master's program here at MSU in 2012, and then after I graduated, I was presented the opportunity to continue on with my doctoral work until I aged a little more, because in the opera world, you have to be a little older to actually be taken seriously. Rather than just like go out there and just hope for the best, I decided to buckle down and get some more schoolwork, prepare some more, learn how to use my voice a little bit better, and here I am.
because the touring musician, that's probably where you're aiming to go in a doctoral world. Is the Met auditions something that you're aiming towards?
I actually have the Met comp auditions. My district is December 3rd. And then I was supposed to do it here in Detroit on October 29th, but due to schedule conflicts in the regionals in the spring because of the gig I have at St. Louis, can't ask one gig to release me for another, so...
We just spoke with Isaac Frischman, one of the two MSU students portraying Nemorino in Donizetti's The Elixir of Love, coming to the Fairchild Theater this week as directed by Melanie Helton. And Melanie, when it comes to the title of this comic opera, what is this famed Elixir of Love?
It pertains to basically a little bit of snake oil that Dulcamara is selling. He is a traveling salesman who claims to be a famous doctor who has an elixir that will cure everything. And so Nemorino buys a bottle of this. It happens to be Bordeaux, and it's probably 80 proof.
Spoiler alert.
A little Dutch courage.
The voices that you have are all students, which is to say they are pre-prime. What sort of challenges does that bring out in getting everybody together? Because there are different singing abilities, and the blend can be a little bit tricky sometimes.
First of all, it's language, and we are in an Italian language, and we have an Italian conductor, which is wonderful, because he can give us all sorts of insights into how we inflect the language. Our students learn many languages by what they call IPA, International Phonetic Alphabet, but it can't teach you the stresses and the sort of idioms and the way you double certain things and you don't double other things. And so in terms of the voices, these are all, I'm trying to think, these are mostly graduate students and seniors, which is unusual. Normally we would have a couple of undergraduates, but because the principal roles in this, I mean, there really aren't any small parts. They're all leading roles. And so normally those would go to our more senior singers. We have everyone, though, from senior music education majors to Isaac Frischman, who's a doctoral student, who I believe you spoke to. And Isaac is actually having a professional debut this winter with the Opera Theater of St. Louis in Cinderella.
There are two casts for Elixir of Love. Why is that done?
Well, first of all, it's to give more students opportunities. That's part of our mission here. Second of all, people do get sick. And that way we have a built-in what we call a cover. In the theater, they call it an understudy. We call it a cover.
Particularly as the seasons are changing.
Indeed, indeed. I think we've missed the first bout of flu, so I'm hoping we sandwich in the second.
Currently, we're in the Hart Recital Hall, that's in the College of Music building, but it's going to be transferring to the Fairchild Theater. And when does the show actually last?
We have next Wednesday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th. We are skipping Saturday because Ohio State takes precedent, and we don't think that there'd be too many opera goers able to get onto campus and having a Sunday, so that's unusual. Normally, we would have a Saturday night, but it was determined to be the better part of valor to not fight that battle.
You can find tickets and more information about the MSU Opera Theater's production of Donizetti's The Elixir of Love online at music.msu.edu. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.